Quirky news. Unusual news stories from around the world.
Fusion Man. Flying like a bird. If I calculate everything right, I will land in Dover. But if I get it wrong, I take a bath, said Eve Rossing. Rossing is from Britain and he calls himself Fusion Man. This 47-year-old is already a pilot, but said that he wanted to show that it is possible to fly a little bit like a bird. So Eve flew across the English Channel only using a jetpack. He is the first person ever to do this. Eve took just 13 minutes to fly from France to England and travelled at over 190 kilometres per hour. The jetpack was custom made for him. The only problem was that he had nothing to use for steering the jetpack. So Eve had to use his head and his body to change direction. Eve has big plans for the future. His next voyage will be flying over the Grand Canyon.
A drafty ride. Nude flights for naturists.
I wish I could say we thought of it ourselves, but the idea came from a customer, said Enrico Heston, the managing director of the travel agency. Now, his travel agency's website is offering a trial nudist day trip from Erfurt to the Baltic Sea resort of Usedom. The holidaying nudists will be able to strip down on the plane on the way to their destination. It's an unusual gap in the market, Heston admits. The 55 passengers must remain clothed until they board and dress again before disembarking. However, Heston specifies the crew will remain clothed throughout the flight for safety reasons. Naturism, or free body culture, as it is known in Germany, was very popular before the Second World War. However, once the war began, naturism was banned. The trend has blossomed again in recent years, and the travel agency wants to celebrate this liberty.
I don't want people to get the wrong idea. It's not that we're starting a mid-air swinger club or something like that, said Mr. Heston. We're a perfectly normal holiday company.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. We are currently at our cruising altitude of 35,000 feet. We'll be expecting a little turbulence.